August 2nd, 2011, is a day many Rapid City police officers will never forget.
Our community, not just Rapid City, but West River, took a punch that day.
Jim Hansen is the chief patrolman for the Rapid City Police Department. He remembers the day officers Nick Armstrong and Ryan McCandless were shot and killed while making a routine stop. Hansen says it was the first time in 94 years that a Rapid City police officer died of a gunshot while on duty.
There's a hole. There always will be. August 2nd is a day that you just want to take the day off.
Shortly after the incident, a memorial fund was set up for the families at a local credit union, and the community support poured in. Carl Jagaris is the assistant chief of police.
The response from the community was overwhelming, and the funds that were raised through that effort were given to the families.
But the families of officers Nick Armstrong and Ryan McCandless didn't keep the money. Rather, they gave it back to the police department to be used for erecting a memorial to the two fallen officers.
You know, the way I see it is this project has a lot of generosity involved. First off, the community's generosity towards the families because they felt so terrible about what had happened. But then the families turning around and giving it right back to the community.
The families, police officials, and artist James Van Nuys got together. The group came to a consensus on the idea of two bronze eagles taking flight and soaring upward following two stainless steel arcs. Granite stones depict pictures of the officers and tell their story. For police officers like Jim Hansen, the monument will help memorialize the sacrifices made.
And this is one of those silent things. People can go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can look upon M. Hill, you can look upon the eagles, the two monuments that are going to be there with our boys' faces on them and their names. You can say your thanks in your own way.
For the family members, like Kim Armstrong, Ryan's mother, the loss is still hard to talk about. But Armstrong says the memorial is not only for the family's healing process, it's for the community.
I want it to be a showpiece. I want people to, when they come to Rapid City, to say, oh, we need to go see that eagle sculpture. You know, I want it to be that good, and I think it is going to be that good. The first time we walked in and saw the model, I was just in awe. I was just like, my gosh, that's just how I envisioned it.
Rapid City artist James Van Nuys is working with fellow sculptor Dale Lamphere on the project. Van Nuys says it's an honor to take part because it's important for the community to remember what police officers do every day.
You go around the country and you will see monuments to the armed services everywhere, and rightfully so. But I think it's fairly rare to see the people who defend us right in our own neighborhoods are rarely commemorated. And I think it's a wonderful idea.
Officer Jim Hansen believes the degree of comfort brought through this monument will help the police department, families, and the entire community heal.
And to have to go through one of the most terrifying moments in our career here, this healing process through art poised down there at Founders Park where our city began, to have it come out beautiful years later, by the time this thing gets put down from the day it happened, there's not enough words that you can say to be thankful.
The memorial sculpture to fallen police officers Nick Armstrong and Ryan McCandless is set to be dedicated in late summer of 2014. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.